Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. This is Horny Music. I'm your host, Stan Ellison. Today we're playing brass band music. We've got some songs for each instrument in a British brass band. We're going to start with Scarborough Fair by Corey Band, highlighting the cornet. That was Scarborough Fair by the Corey Band. Bit of a rushed intro there before that. Sorry, guys. So, British brass bands. Thursday morning. I play in a brass band back home, the Birmingham University Brass Band, and I played in them throughout my sort of teenage years. Not in particularly amazing ones, not those serious auditioned ones, but it's always a brass band and it's always been really fun. The experience of playing in a brass band or listening to one, but playing, being in between it all, is so amazing and really loud, as I'm sure as is unsurprisingly. I misspoke before. The first song, Scarborough Fair cover that we just heard by the Corey Band, highlighted the soprano cornet, which is a higher register cornet for adding all the extra flourishes and stuff on top. You only have one per band. But let's go back a bit, because the problem with this is we're talking about something that you know a lot about, is that you fall into the trap of assuming that other people have a base level of knowledge. Some of my friends do this to me, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to do this for brass. So, everyone knows what a trumpet looks like. And if you don't, I'm going to struggle to explain that on air, verbally rather than visually. A cornet isn't a trumpet, and there aren't trumpets in brass bands, but a cornet looks a bit like a squished trumpet. It's a bit wider and it's a bit shorter, and has a more conical bell. and it has a warmer and rounder sound, so it works better in brass bands where there's more of them. Traditionally, there's 9 cornets in a British brass band. Some people take it really seriously, and at the high level, there are rules about how many players you can have of each instrument, totaling between 27 and 29 players, depending on your percussion. But Birmingham Brass Band, I think last year, had 55 players, was non-auditioned, and I was allowed to play my trumpet because I'm a heathen. But professional brass band players would turn in their graves, or well, I mean, a lot. It's been going on for a while, actually, since the 19th century. And a really notable part of British brass banding is colliery bands. So there's a film called Brassed Off, which if you haven't seen, is a great. I think in America the media, or they try to market it as like a rom com. It's not really a rom com. It's about the mining town and the brass band linked to the mine, and that was a really big phenomenon. And brass banding is taken really seriously in the UK, and especially up north. And anyway, film's great. Really, really recommend a watch. And that's a better example of what a really good, like, how seriously people take brass banding. I'll be back after the next track, but this next one is a really, really nice, has a really, really nice cornet solo in. So we'll be playing a different song per instrument. We've done soprano cornet, the really high one, and then these are like the violins of brass band. They have the same role that violins do in orchestras. They play the majority of the melodies, and often take the solo cornet will often take the lead lines. But this one's really lovely. So Share My Yoke by Joy Webb. That was Share My Yoke. Something that marks good brass bands out and is looked for in competitions, because they compete really seriously, is dynamics. And bands are marked well for being able to switch between dynamics, which is volume, and that's basically how loud you are, but how well you're able to change between quiet and loud, essentially. So today we're playing quite a lot of brass band tunes, and it's hard to balance for radio the sound levels. So I hope that last one was okay, because it felt really quiet on my side, because it's quite a quiet tune. But yeah, that the solo in that was played by Cornet, as I was saying before, the sort of backbone of a brass band. Well, I think that would be go to something else later, but the main line, they play the main melodies. I play cornet myself. Well, I sit in the cornet section. Not on the first row, though. Those guys really know what they're doing. The next instrument in a brass band is a flugelhorn. It looks like a chubbier, wider cornet. It's the same length of tubing, but it's much more conical. The tubing gets wider throughout the instrument rather than just towards the end, more noticeably. And it's really, it used to be a German military signal horn, but it was adapted for band use in the 1800s. They're all quite recent instruments. The cornet was invented in 1820s France, and the soprano cornet evolves after the cornet. The flugel, 1800s. The flugel's really nice. There's only one per brass band. It's a lovely, lovely instrument with a lovely sound. It's quite vocal. Apparently Miles Davis called it the most human brass voice. Miles Davis plays flugel and trumpet, and there's some really nice stuff of his featuring this instrument as well. But I'm trying to keep it more traditional, because it's a bit more different, because everyone's heard jazz, but less people have heard traditional brass banding. But the flugel plays really nice solos often. There's only one of them. It's not used for layering in the same way that the cornet section are, with nine cornets. And the track I've chosen to highlight this is from Brassed Off, which is, again, is this the great brass band movie set in the north of England, in Yorkshire, where I'm from. So it's I really connect to that. Our brass band, I played with Leeds Brass Band for a year when I was studying there, and which is also in Yorkshire, and every year they'd have a Brassed Off watch party. The first track they play in Brassed Off is this one, and it's called Concerto de Aranjuez, but all these Yorkshire mining men call it Concert de Orange Juice, and that's your introduction to the characters. They play this lovely music, but they're also just these regular dudes with really thick Yorkshire accents. And in fact, I'm not going to talk too much about Brassed Off. That's not what the episode is quite about. I'm going to let you listen to this one. The solo in this is the flugelhorn. It's really nice. I hope you're having a good Thursday morning and enjoying what we're playing. This is Concerto de Aranjuez.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Before that, we heard a really nice piece, Concerto de Aranjuez, with the flugel. That one's really, really, really nice. The flugelhorn is one of my favorites. And we're moving on, though, to tenor horn. This one looks a bit like a small tuba, if you've seen a tuba. The bell points upwards rather than towards the audience when you're playing, it helps the voice like mix with the other instruments before it reaches the audience. And these are rarely used outside the UK, and French horns would take the place of this instrument in orchestra or a wind band or concert band, and there are three of them in a brass band, and these are one of the two horns, tenor horns and baritone horns, like in a choir, same kind of ranges. And the piece I found for this one is really nice. I hadn't heard it before, but it really highlights the instrument. It's really mellow and warm, and it's Shona White with the Piper of Dundee. Thank you. That was Shiona White with the Piper of Dundee, highlighting the tenor horn. I forgot how fast that one was, but it's fun. The dynamics were a bit up and down, but I mean, that gets them more marks in competition. We're moving quickly on to the next horn. Nice to play these next to each other to sort of see how similar and the similarities they share. This one's also, I think, in the soundtrack for Brastoff. It's got some good music in it. What can I say? But this is London Derriere by, I can't pronounce, Henry J. Huyges. I don't know. I think it's Dutch. And this has a baritone horn solo in it. And I'll speak a bit more about that afterwards. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I really like that one. That's an old Irish folk tune. And there's also a song called Danny Boy that uses that melody. That was a baritone horn, an integral part of British brass bands. They're all integral. We need all of the instruments. Obviously, the cornets are the best. And I'm not biased. What we got next? We have euphonium. Euphonium is like, it's the same kind of shape as a horn, and it looks a bit, again, like a smaller tuba, but slightly bigger than the horns. It's got four valves and a large bell, and it was invented in Germany. And again, sort of popularized in British military and brass bands. And it's got quite a rich, round, velvety sound sometimes. And it plays harmonies, and it sometimes plays lyrical passages. It gets the melodies less often than the cornets, and it just contributes to the sort of wall of sound that a brass band builds up, and the texture it creates. You take any of the parts out and it misses something. It's like when you don't notice bass guitar playing in a song, and then once it's taken out, it sounds completely different. There's a lot of instruments like that in a brass band. We'll be moving on to tuba later. And some of my friends that are tuba players often lament when we get new sheet music for a piece that we're playing in the Birmingham Brass Band in sort of the middle of England. That's what Birmingham is, if you don't know. Because their whole part will just be boom, 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 for like 2 minutes, with very little breaks, because the tubas are the base of the brass band. A lot of us look to them and the percussion to that's who we have to keep in time with. But they don't get much attention center stage, although I found some music where they do. But euphonium, we're not onto tuba yet, which apparently means beautiful sound in Greek. This is a cover. A lot of brass band music is covers, like a really, really large amount. There's all the brass band staples that composers have written for brass band, but a big part of brass banding culture in England is playing covers. And I think it's probably for a few reasons. It definitely means that people are more likely to listen to the music that they already know, if they haven't heard brass music before. I personally just really like how brass bands use... What was I going to say? Completely lost my train of thought. We're talking about the euphonium. Oh, I like how brass bands turn normal songs into covers. I like the way that they replace all the instruments with different instruments in a brass band. Anyway, the next track we've got is to highlight the euphonium. And I got it mixed up, and this isn't a cover, but we'll be playing a cover later for trombone. I had it in the wrong order. But this is Blind Spot by... Jill's Roger? I'm not sure. From UFO. Thank you. This is Blind Spot by Stephen Mead and the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. He's playing the euphonium here. This song is 12 minutes long, so I'm going to cut this short, but I hope you enjoyed the euphonium there. He plays it a lot more, like, the euphonium parts are often slower than that, more usually in brass band. Some of the playing there was really, really impressive. But, alas, that's enough of that. We have trombone up next. And a trombone is unique in a brass band because it doesn't have valves. The way brass instruments work is by changing the length of tubing, you change the notes that come out because of some physics stuff. But that's how it works. Different length of tubing, different... Oh, here you go. You blow over the top of a bottle and the amount of liquid in it changes the tune. We've all either done that or seen someone do that. And you can, I mean, people do that, play those as instruments by changing the amount of water and tuning those instruments. But it's just about length of pipe for the air to move in. And the trombone doesn't use valves, which sort of cut off different piping and plug them in. When you're playing a cornet and you press down a valve, it opens up more of the instrument. And a trombone just uses a slide and slides it forward and backwards. And I tried to learn the trombone briefly when I got braces because it's got a larger mouthpiece, so it doesn't dig into your braces and lips as much. But it's really hard because you have to just remember where exactly to put your slide to get the right note. Although it does allow for some really, really, really nice glissandos, which is basically like a whoop. You can't change between notes as smoothly on a valved instrument. But we will be back with the cover I was mentioning earlier right after this short break.
K'lalalelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, K'lalalelum aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the Downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, k'lalalelum.ca, or Instagram, at K-I-L-A-L-A-L-E-L-U-M to learn more or donate.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m. We're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
And we're back. You're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Stan. The theme this week is British brass bands, and we're going through the instruments one by one and highlighting them in different songs. Anything you want to say, anything you want to listen to, any episode themes you'd like going forward, get in touch. HornyMusicShow@gmail.com or at HornyMusicShow on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll probably read out whatever you say because not that many people get in touch. So you've got a great chance. We're moving on to a trombone piece from the album London Trombone Sound by the London Trombone Sound, and it's a cover of Eric Clapton's Layla, and I quite like this one, so enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Layla by Eric Clapton, Jim Gordon, the London Trombone Sound. Careful listeners may have noticed that there were two distinct registers there, which means two very different sounds in terms of how high the notes were. That's because there's two kinds of trombone. There's the quote-unquote normal trombone, which is actually just the tenor trombone. And then there's the bass trombone, which has a really nice growl to it sometimes. I was going to play a song for them each, but that one had both of them in spades and was really nice. So that's trombones. You've probably seen those before. They're quite prominent in lots of other styles, too. Big bands, New Orleans jazz, American marching bands, which share sort of a history with the British brass band, but have gone in different directions. Some really, really nice stuff from them, though, that I've seen on YouTube and stuff from like the trombone lines. It's good. It's bright. It's a wall of sound, and it's very different. And it's not what we're doing today. So, tuba, final instrument of the day. I won't really do one focused on percussion, but brass bands do have percussion in them. Often playing like the timpani with the big round drums, sometimes cymbals, really good mix of stuff. But we got tuba. Two tracks for the tuba. One minute one, just highlighting it on its own. And then one that you definitely will have heard, and maybe didn't know that it was a tuba playing, especially because it plays in a higher register than it ever normally does. And normally the part that it plays would be taken by a euphonium. But first of all, here's two moods for tuba, Scherzo by Donald Swann and Kelly Thomas. Quick one there, tuba. Tuba is for tuba scherzo. And it's not normally played like that. It doesn't normally take that role, but it's nice to highlight where it does. We'll be playing some, like a traditional brass band piece later, and the tuba there takes a more background, a more less central role. But we've got something by John Williams now. Something ominous, something a bit scary. Something with a tuba solo in the sort of first half of the piece. Something that has instruments in that aren't from a brass band, but something that has a tuba in. This is John Williams, and this doesn't need introducing. Thank you. And we're back, except the shark is me. That was the main title from Jaws. That's a classic. The ba-da-boom. That was a tuba. It's a much higher register than usual, which is really interesting. But it's cool as hell. I love it. If you are a regular listener of this show every Thursday at 11 a.m, although we took a break last week, you'll know that we have trouble with a particularly persistent individual who keeps trespassing on our property with a song that doesn't fit the week's theme. 2 weeks ago, we put up a fence to stop him, and he climbed it. Then we doubled the height, and he climbed a tree outside the fence and jumped over. We've cut down every tree in a 3-mile radius, and there's no way he's getting back. Oh, he's back. He can't. There's nothing he can. Oh, he's carrying a really long pole. What's he gonna do with? Oh, he's carrying. Oh no. Oh, he's leaping. Oh, he's leapt the fence. Ah, oh, he's pole vaulted. Ah, oh, he's got his instrument out and he's playing a song. I hate this guy.
Started by listening to people that played black classical music, people that I admired all my life. Duke Ellington, Fats Waller, Sidney Bechet, Charles Mingus, John Coltrane, a whole lot of people. My music to be called black classical music.
I'm really sorry, guys. We'll get him next week. He doesn't respect the theme. But that sounded a lot like Ode to Rassan by Berlioz from the album Open This Wall. I think that's what he was playing. I also saw that live last week, and it was amazing. So it's funny that he would choose to play that one. But it didn't fit. Anyway, we'll put up more defenses next week. We're reaching the end of the episode. This has been Horny Music with your host, Stan. I hope you've really enjoyed. And we've gone through the British Brass Band, all the instruments, and so it only makes sense to end on a brass band track with all the instruments combined, working in unison. It's a track by the Cory Band, who are one of the oldest and best known brass bands in the world, based in the Welsh Valleys of the UK. And they were ranked world's number one for 13 consecutive years. And the track that I'm playing is one that I played with Birmingham a lot less well than these guys did. It's called Los Hermanos de Bop, which means the Brothers of Bop. And that's what we'll be ending on. So I hope you really enjoyed, and I promise we'll get that guy next week. And I hope that you tune in next week and you've had a good Thursday morning and the rest of your day goes well. This is Los Hermanos de Bop by the Cory Band.